This week's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. Cut one, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Originally designed as a way to manage risk or hedge your position that you also have in the physical market, but they've also been used by speculators, and there's been concern in the past that there's not enough transparency in the trading of those derivatives. So the Senate bill is designed to bring greater transparency to the trading of derivatives. Once Senate Agriculture Committee has completed their action, then this portion goes into a broader financial reform bill that will be considered by the full Senate, although it hasn't advanced yet, so it's unclear how quickly it'll move through the Senate.
Cut two, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Where now we have derivatives traded without really any main clearing mechanism, it would require many of the derivatives that are traded to be cleared through a central repository. Now, there would be some exemptions for those that are using derivatives specifically as a hedge. It's also going to include limitations on the type of federal assistance that banks may receive if they choose to deal in derivatives as well. And then it will also create a commission to provide some oversight in terms of consumer safety. So in essence, trying to find a way to provide some type of oversight or risk protection for consumers.
Cut three, coming in 3, 2, 1.
There's still controversy around the bill that was approved and the one that's trying to be moved through the Senate. Some feel like, particularly on the Republican side, that the bill goes a little bit too far in terms of its regulations, and we've seen some of those comments coming out of the House as well. So there probably is still some work to be done in terms of reconciling concern that the bill goes too far. It has received support from the administration when you look at both the Treasury Secretary and the CFTC Chairman. It's also probably important to point out that the National Cotton Council's had resolutions that has supported greater transparency and oversight in the trading environment of futures and derivatives and swaps and things of that nature, because there's been a lot of concern there wasn't adequate transparency going back to the events that happened in March of 2008.